اهلا وسهلا مرحبا
مركز صحابه
ورحمه الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 5th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we present to you our report back of last week's activities, and we entitled it Trip to Aikenhof. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala commands us in the noble Quran, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. As for the bounties, favors of Almighty Allah that are ever recurring upon us, you should proclaim it. But the difference is not like the kuffar style, say I and we and I did the no. Everything we attribute to Almighty Allah, هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. This is the grace of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Say, هَذَا رَحْمَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّي. This is the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Like Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam said, and Hazrat Zulqarnain rahimahullah said, so these are the big, big lessons we should take from the noble Quran. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam said, Man lam yashkurin nas, lam yashkurillah. The person who is not grateful, thankful to Almighty Allah, to human beings, the person who is not grateful to human beings, in reality is not grateful, thankful to Almighty Allah. So alhamdulillah, Monday to Saturday, the program is going very well. In the morning, now we're there, you know, 4:15 to 4:05, 4:10 to 5:00. The non-Muslims wake up early, 4 o'clock to listen. But Muslims, majority of them can't wake up for Fajr. Now can you believe that? Non-Muslims wake up to listen. And the Muslim majority sleeping. So what an indictment that is. So remember, they want, they have that vacuum in their life. They want to know the truth. Because today they also understand they are bombarded from all sides and all directions. And they also understand there's so much propaganda, misinformation, disinformation. So alhamdulillah, we take 1, 2, 3 verses of the noble Quran, explain their spiritual advice for one and all. And thereafter, we take them for a world news roundup, local, national, international. What are the real issues? What the mainstream media many a time does not mention. Then we open the lines, they can ask any question they want to, uncensored. And you see how they are, that they say, and that, and I tell them they must never apologize. We don't want them to apologize. We want them to understand Islam in its pristine purity. We have nothing to hide. Remember that we have the best and we want to share it with the rest. That is deen of Islam. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Ya Rasulullah, Habibana Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in. Bring them to the new radiant effulgence of Islam. And that is chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse number 1. And we have to thank the directors of Radio Al-Ansar, mashallah, because people can listen on FM and so forth. And our team, Mona Arafat, our brother Junaid Khan, Junaid Mota, Riaz Hussein, all of them waking up early. Allah reward them, their families and all of them. Thereafter, mashallah, the tafsir. So today we started with mursalat. Make dua you also. Inshallah al-Aziz, this week we will finish this chapter, and that is chapter 77. And then next week, inshallah al-Aziz, we'll start surah Naba, Amma Yatasaaloon, the last juz and the last part of the Noble Quran. And the aim of this, inshallah, inshallah, hada min fadlillah, min fadli rabbi, hada rahmatu min rabbi. And that is, we try and complete the Quran Sharif Ramadan 2023, 1444. So, mashallah, 2023. So, that is our aim and object. Inshallah, with Allah's mercy, Allah's grace, Allah's benevolence. So, you know, Amma takes long because you have to explain and surah, and so forth. So, Allah Ta'ala make it a reality. Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi. The aim is not to finish the Quran Sharif only. That's a great achievement. But the aim is apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maqsood hai. Right till our last breath, we must be engaged and gross in the service of the Quran Sharif, in the service of the Sunnah Mubarakah, emanating in the Deen of Islam. So that's our tafsir, 1:30 to 2 from the archives, mashallah. So Surah Yasin finished, then Surah Safat, and then you see Surah Swad also. Now we busy with Surah Zumar. So Allah Ta'ala accepted, mashallah. And you know that when we must link ourselves up with Quran Sharif, remember that خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best of you are those who learn the Quran Sharif and you teach it to others. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَدَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ. When you attach yourself to the Quran Sharif, Allah will elevate you. And when we detach ourselves from the Quran Sharif, Allah will debase, relegate and humiliate us. Hadith in Muslim Sharif, authentic hadith. So therefore it's so important. And thereafter, mashallah, the Q&A is still the flagship program, and Tuesday, Wednesday, mashallah, the bless of marriage with Sirius FM, Allah Ta'ala reward our brother Faisal Asmal and Yusuf Asmal and the team there. And that also is on FM, so many, many people locally, nationally, internationally can take benefit of it. And thereafter, Wednesday evening, I leave from here, Asr, I read in the Khan. Tuesday, I had tafsir. So this past Tuesday, I had tafsir, inheritance, explaining them the shares of the daughters, then the sons will come in, then the shares of the parents, and tonight, tomorrow night, inshallah, we will do the shares of the husband, wife, and so forth, the shares of the brothers, sisters, whatever. So like that, so you must understand at least the rudiments, the basics. It can be confusing, your fuses can be blown also, but basics you must know. Then we come to the other question. You, my esteemed listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, how many of us, our will is ready? Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Yabitu Laylatain Illa wa wasiyatu maktubatun indahu. That you should not even allow two nights to pass, but your will should be written and prepared, done and dusted. So that's as we say in English, Hadith Bukhari Sharif Abu Dawood. So all of us remember that people are worried of matric exam, this exam, that exam. So in the college of knowledge, as they say, but all that is secondary. We were to prepare for the real examination, examination of the qabr and the grave, examination for the day of justice. That is the real examination. So we need to get our priorities also right, remember. So Wednesday comes, and I went to the Khanka, read Asr there, arrived there in Darul Zakaria about half an hour before Maghrib, mashallah. Had a nice cup of tea and explained to Hazrat all the, Hazrat Mufti Sahib, all the, you know, what's happening in the world, in Russia and Ukraine and Saudi Arabia, India, Pakistan, and so much news there is nowadays. Every hour, half an hour, there's some news break. Our own country, what then, what is going on? First we had water load shedding, then water shedding. Now they say petrol and diesel shedding is looming. Allah alone have mercy on us. Surah 7 verse 151. وَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكْ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And then we go read Maghrib Salat, and after that Hazrat teaches, MashaAllah, Muslim Sharif. So, in the daytime teaches Bukhari the Bab on, that is Shahna and Zulam, all the evil qualities. When we have hatred, malice, when we have Zulam, oppression, all these type of things. So if you study Islam, then you will know those things that bring about unity, that Islam, the Almighty Allah, Mustafa, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, encouraged us and commanded us. Everything that causes fragmentation, disunity, discord, that Islam prohibited us. So that was the lesson you must remember from the light of Hadith. And then we went, mashallah, another cup of tea, and then we have good discussion. You know, these are precious, precious moments that I'm alone with Hazrat, and Hazrat, you know, gives me that time. So this is only the mercy of Allah. Every day I make shukr to Allah for all His ever recurring bounties and favors. We, everyone, just look at our eyes, our ears, our tongue, and the bounties, the favors that ever recurring, ever showering upon us. So how can we not make shukr? وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ شَكُورٌ. Allah complains of me and you, very few of my servants are shakur, very, very grateful. Our Maimon people, the shakur, the sheen, they made it into a scene, they made it sakur. So they left all the nuktas and the diacritical marks in English, we say. Rajo nalo sakur nahi ba, aja nalo shakur ai. Bo shukar karje. So their real name is not Sakur, is Shakur. But same like Akub and Aku, and it's all Kali Kali, all that is Yaqub. So when they left Porbandar, the Ya stayed behind. When they came here to Mombasa and Delgoa Bay, that is Maputo, that time they called. So then the Ba fell off. So Yaqub became Aku and Akub and all that. So you must go into all these proper Arabic names they are, and that's a separate topic. So, mashallah, lot of questions this way, that way, read Isha and come. Nowadays Isha is late there, 8:30, by the time I come home is 9:15 now. So then they supper and lot of stories. Then Thursday, mashallah, we have our fiqh lesson, speaking up very well. Last week we had Kitabu Radha'a, and I see Maul Zahid also is telling me how much he's benefiting also. So remember the chapter of suckling and breastfeeding and so forth. We try and choose topics that are, you know, informative, and you must know about it. Like this week Thursday, inshallah, Kitabul Iddat. You see that when is Iddat compulsory, what's the duration, what are the wisdom and the lessons and all these type of things. So you must discuss all this, you see. So fiqh means to have a profound, deep understanding, not just to scratch the surface. Nay, liyatafaqahu fid deen. Quran says you must go deep down and obtain and procure and imbibe that great knowledge. And a Hadith Sharif, Bukhari Sharif, Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he states, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam said in Bukhari Sharif, in the chapter of knowledge, Kitabul Ilm, may yuridillahu bi khaira. When Allah has decreed for you goodness, for you, O Muslim, O Muslimah, yufaqihu fid deen. Allah gives you the deep, the profound, the very, very great understanding of deen. So that should be our aim. Learn every day something new and new. Rabbi zidni ilma. Oh Allah, increase me in knowledge. So mashallah, we have that in tafsir also. We concluded Surah Dahar last week, chapter 76. And now we started today Surah Al-Mursalat with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. Alhamdulillah, wa nasiha is going out well with Maulana Ahmad Dokrat, mashallah. We did over 2,500 and Allah, past 6-7 years. And then we started new thing with Maulana Abdul Aziz Ahmad, Maulana AAA of Pietermaritzburg, Maulana Ahmad Dokrat in Pretoria. So every Monday to Friday we have how well you know the Sahaba. So I see that also we're getting good feedback also. Allah reward our Hafiz Abdullah Dokrat. He is the graphics man, mashallah. He makes it look very, very attractive and so forth. So people really look forward to it, you know. So that is very, very good and so forth. So we must present deen, fulfill our duty with beauty. Always remember that. Don't make latas, just half job and just to get done, no. our salat, our zakat, our siyam, our ibadat, husband-wife relationship, parents, children, staff, and employer-employee. Everywhere across the board, fulfill our duty with beauty. Always remember that. Inna Allah jameelun yuhibbul jamal. Allah Ta'ala is very, very beautiful and He loves that beauty. Beauty is something else and arrogance and haughtiness and pride is something else. Don't confuse the two. That is now Thursday, then afternoon we go to our Bilal Panoli, mashallah. So I told him, Bilal, get balsam nikal do. So today, yesterday or today, somebody asked me, yeah, today actually, yeah, Fajr time. So one person came, Mufti sahab, ab umrah karke aaye. Yeah, you went for umrah and came back. I said, why? He said, bal nahi hai. I said, nee, bahut garmi lag rahi thi. I was feeling very hot. So I told him, no, take it all there. So we had a good laugh, like, you know. So anyway, we got all this India, Pakistani brothers. So we enjoy speaking Urdu with them. Urdu is very shirini zaban. It's very, very sweet. So, mashallah, that was Thursday. Then Friday was the khutbah by Sheikh Bandar Balila. He gave shortcut khutbah. I spoke of yaqeen, you know, firm conviction and so forth. And thereafter, you see, that it was our translation and the du'as and all. I added so many things there. Otherwise, the translation would be open over in 5 minutes and 6 minutes. So, alhamdulillah, Allah's help, you know, we add few things. The heart of the problem is the problem in the heart. You got that? The heart of the problem is the problem in the heart. So that was the khulasa of the bayan. If make our heart right, then everything comes right. And the hadith is in Bukhari Sharif, inna fil jasadi lamudgha idha salahat salaha al jasadu kullu wa idha fasadat fasada al jasadu kullu. That there is a piece of flesh in this human body, and once that is good, then the whole body will function properly. When that is corrupted, corroded, rusted, then the whole body will get corrupted, corroded, rusted. Allah, behold, wahi al-qalb, it is the heart. So that was the Thursday night I taught the students, mashallah, and I gave them about awliyaullah. So who are the awliyaullah, what qualities they have, and so forth. So alhamdulillah. Then Friday we finished that, then I went here to Sufi Masjid. Sufi Masjid is just here 2 minutes from here, mashallah. So Allah Ta'ala reward our Chota Panjbhai and his family and all of them. So they're doing, the children are doing sterling yeoman service. So I go there, delivered a lecture, spoke for 15 minutes, delivered khutbah, all. Because a lot of people come who are working and so forth, but very convenient for us here. Allah's fuzzled that also. 1 minute, 2 minutes, you're there inside the masjid. So what Allah Ta'ala's help, you know, they made the masjid, extended it also now. So alhamdulillah. And that is now, then afterwards we must have our akni, you know, Friday night when I see, Friday afternoon when I see the akni, so mashallah, my iman increases, mashallah. So that is my sunnat, my personal sunnat, you see, that even if I have dawah this week, we're going now to Limpopo. So Wednesday night we will be in Bela Bela, program after us, after Maghrib, inshallah. So that's in Wombat, and then we go from there to Makupa. So I hope I'm pronouncing all these words right. Potties. So there our brother Munir Nur Muhammad Moti is there. He's inviting us actually. So Allah Ta'ala reward our brother Munir Moti and his brother Nur Muhammad. Allah Ta'ala give father Jannatul Firdaus. Mother is alive, mashallah. They make good khidmat of mother. So Allah Ta'ala reward them. So Thursday night will be there. Friday Jummah will be there. Then Friday afternoon Polokwane, Petersburg. And inshallah we'll spend the night there in Petersburg, and then Saturday day in Nilestrom. What did I forget the name? Molomolo or Molomela or something. Our Tajweed is not right, you know, on all these new names. So that is where we will be this week, inshallah al-Aziz. Allah Ta'ala make easy. So that was now Friday, and then Saturday was, you know, rest day, because then I'm tired and exhausted. And then we got a message Friday afternoon. Dr. Junaid Arbi was there in Makkah, and he phoned me, he was crying, he said his mother is critical, and you know that anything, so he's worried, will he make it, if something happens or not. So I told him, read this. Alhamdulillah, she's stable now and everything, and we all got ready, maybe we have to make again another flying trip to Durban, you know. But alhamdulillah, our sister Farida is much better now, stable condition. Allah Ta'ala grant all those who are ill and sick, you know, shifa-e kamil, complete cure. And never make us muhtaj of people and so forth. So that was now Friday, and Saturday I was here at home, and I tried then to work 2-3 hours, complete everything, all the emails, all the WhatsApp, and all the messages, and what have you. So that also takes time. And then the Sunday was, you know, we went to Darul Uloom Zakaria straight after Fajr, and then I met Azrat and told him that I'll come to the majlis, but I'll leave early because I might have to leave for Durban, because my cousin there, my pupis had been, you know, to her mother and my father, their brother and sister, like that. So anyway, you must remember this. So we're very close, and Dr. Junaid and all. So we went there. Qari Muhsin, mashallah, this madrasa here in Akhenov is a branch of Darul Uloom Zakaria. I think if you count all the students, there must be about 800-900, maybe 1,000 also, that are staying here in Darul Uloom Zakaria. And then you count the married students, and then you count the students there. So this also great favor, bounty of Allah, from 40, 50 countries, 60 countries, Allah alone know how many, they come and they study here. So great bounty of Allah. All our Darul Ulooms, you know, Darul Uloom Newcastle was the first one. Maulana Sema Rahimahullah started it in 73. This year, end of the year, first week of December, we'll be there. 50 years for Darul Uloom Newcastle, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala grant Mawasema Jannatul Firdaus, Appa Sakina Jannatul Firdaus, and this Maulana's wife, and now all the teachers who passed away, Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus, students who passed away. So mashallah, for us, it's an honor to be associated there. I spent 20 years there, mashallah, in Newcastle. Good, wonderful years. Allah reward them. So now you can't believe how time goes. Now 22 years ending here in Lens, you know. With Allah's help, Allah's mercy, hada min fadli rabbi. So the point I'm making here is, then I spoke about the events that occurred in the month of Rabiul Akhir. I sent it out, remember that, and we made a podcast and we sent it out, mashallah al-Aziz. And thereafter that, we have that, this thing more Burhan spoke, and he spoke about, you know, the challenges that we're facing. Then Qari Rafiqa Durrani read, and then Mona Abbas Sahib, he's a senior ustad in Zakaria. So he just started his lecture, then I went away, and it was, he spoke about the major sins that people commit and so forth. And then I asked somebody that was there, also our student, he said, as this person, Mufti Sahib, spoke about the importance of zikr and so forth. Then the dua, zikr and dua after that, and then breakfast. But I came home and we were in contact with the family. And mashallah, Dr. Junaid is back, so we're in contact with him also. So that is what happened. Then I came here, and then in the afternoon we had our Q&A with our Moana Khalid Yaqub. So Allah Ta'ala made it easy. They know that all these things, these programs. So we're busy every day of the week. Allah Ta'ala keep it like that. Rather get Imam Shafi Rahimahullah said, I'll end on this note. Imam Shafi'i Rahimahullah said that I stayed with the Sufis, I stayed with the Awliyaullah, and I learned two things from them. What are the two things I learned? That give da'wat, invite people towards Islam. If you're not going to invite, then you will be an invitee. Others will invite you towards batil. What a profound statement. Invite yourself, invite others to deen of Islam. And if you're not going to do that, then you will be invited towards batil and falsehood. Great statement of a giant great Imam, Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, Muhammad bin Idris, born in Gaza in 150, passed away in Cairo 204. Just 54 years he lived and illuminated the world with his knowledge. Second statement, he learned that this time Allah gave you, use it. If you're not going to use the time, then the time will kill you. Today we use the same expression in English. Why are you going fishing? I'm going to kill time. Why are you going picnic? I'm going to kill time. Why are you going to your friends? I'm going to kill time. A Muslim never kills time. A Muslim uses his time. How grateful we must be to Allah that we try and use our time, ibtigha, our وجه الله solely only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 2:30 to 3, inshallah, brother Yusuf Ali with current affairs. 3 to 3:35, repeat of this morning's Q&A. 3:35 to 4, seerah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Maulana Dawood Siddat. And thereafter will be 4 to 5, Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka zikr. And remember this, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he remembered Almighty Allah in Urdu. The lecture will be 5 to 7, Maulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30, my tafsir that we did today, Surah Al-Mursalat. And that is the verses 1 to 14, inshallah. And thereafter, Maulana Yunus Patel, Rahimahullah's advices, 8 to 10, tonight, Q&A with Maulana Arafat Atiyah and myself, live, inshallah, Al-Aziz. And thereafter, 10 to 11, Behtareen Akhlaq, wonderful, beautiful character, by Sheikh Hanif Loharwi. So Allah Ta'ala may accept all the programs, and Allah give us tawfiq to practice on. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana, an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ahlan wa sahalan, marhaba.
Marcus Sahaba.